This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The nice weather has finally returned to Western New York. Now, I know that spring hasn't necessarily sprung just yet, but how nice is it to be able to look outside, see the sun shining and no snow on the ground and see things maybe starting to get a little greener out there?
I love it, and it's always a good time because my kids refuse to wear jackets anyway, so it's nice to be able to send them to school and not feel like a bad mom because they're going without their jacket.
When it comes to just getting ready for the warmer weather, have you been able to get out, you know, like the patio furniture or anything like that? What have you been already doing to kind of prepare for the nicer weather, I guess?
So this is the time of the year where it's just gross looking outside. So my husband hates it because I'm constantly going, you know, we have this project we want to do because now all the snow's melted and you hate how it looks out there and you just are ready to just let's go with the next project. And he's like, can I just have like 5 minutes to like go in the backyard before you give me that list sort of thing?
Yeah. What are some of the to-dos for the springtime? I know usually spring cleaning is a big thing, but anything, you know, that's up top of mind, gardening or anything like that?
I love doing the mulch and making sure that that's done because it feels like it gives a whole like little facelift to your whole landscaping. And then just kind of getting to those projects that last year, I felt like last year's weather, like it didn't hit soon enough. Mm-hmm. So like you just want to enjoy the summer at that point if you don't have a spring. So we didn't do a whole lot of work last year so in the yard. So now I'm hoping we have a spring, I can get that done and then also enjoy my summer.
And when it comes to just the nicer weather finally being here and knowing Western New York, you can never count out the snow, but you know, the last couple weeks has been relatively nice and the snow has stayed away. Are you confident that with the snow being mostly gone that you could put away the snow shovel, the snow brush, or are you still holding your reservations and kind of keeping things ready just in case?
Oh no, I'm getting rid of all that. That's going away. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it. And that's how we'll roll.
The nice weather is finally here. Spring hasn't officially sprung just yet. We're still a couple days away from that, but the weather has actually turned where people can get the chance to start enjoying their spring. But just how have you been able to treat this early spring, I guess we can call it?
Well, being a Western New York native for so long, we know that we get a couple different waves of quote-unquote fake spring that hit us where we get 60 degree weeks and then it turns 30 and we get 4 inches of snow. But it's always enjoyable to have the sun out there, whether it's hot, cold, it doesn't matter. If we get the sun shining, it's all good in my book.
Have you been able to get like patio furniture out? Have you been able to actually prepare for the spring and summer months, or have you kind of been holding off on that just yet?
We actually had a birthday party for my son and daughter this past weekend, and we were able to enjoy some cold beverages outside in the sun on Saturday. It worked out pretty well.
Have you been able to fire up the grill or anything like that with enjoying some of the outdoor activities of the year?
Yes, the steaks were being grilled on Saturday also, so cheers to being able to be out in mid-March and have the sun shining and enjoying the weather.
Well, we know Western New York is always, we always have to be prepared for snow at any point after spring officially starts. Are you confident that the snow will stay away and you can keep the snow brush stowed away maybe in the closet for the rest of the year? Or are you still holding your breath in terms of the snow making its return at any point?
Well, we all know that the weather could change on a dime here in Western New York, so it's always good to be prepared, but I feel good with what the weather is forecasting for the next couple weeks, that we should be good to go and start with the spring activities, even more so.
The weather has turned here in Western New York. Now, spring hasn't necessarily sprung just yet. We haven't reached that point, but the weather is really turning favorable for here in Western New York. I mean, just how exciting is it to be able to have this the weather turning and getting warmer outside here?
I think it's really exciting, and I think that it's more exciting when the days of these nice weather days start to become more and less of the, you know, they're teasing us with the nice day and then it starts to snow again. So I hope that it's here to stay. But no, it feels great. It feels great to open your windows, get some fresh air in your house, and, you know, get outside and just move your body around a little bit.
Do you feel that it's maybe a little too early just yet to get out like the patio furniture, or have you been able to do that? Have you and your husband been able to get out and maybe get the grill fired up or anything like that?
You know, I don't trust Buffalo just yet to do that stuff, because the minute, we'll jinx it, the minute we put it outside, it'll start to snow again. So I'm going to save Buffalo from that problem. Not yet, but hopefully very soon.
What are some of the first things that you're looking forward to getting out and getting going with the spring weather once it finally, you know, kicks in and we get some consistency with the weather?
Honestly, I want to get my kids to the playground. My kids are like, you know, they can only watch so many episodes of Bluey inside, and they're done. They're like, let me go outside. We did a bubbles the other day with, you know, with the really nice day and the sun staying out longer, and it just feels so good. So honestly, I can't wait to go on walks, go to the playground, and just kind of, again, be outside, get some fresh air.
Now, I know that you said that you're not entirely confident to put the snow brush away, but I mean, given the way that it has been warm and it has, you know, the snow is almost melted completely, are you at least confident that the snow is likely going to stay away for good for the rest of the year, or are we still kind of reserved about that?
I'm a little reserved. Once it becomes like Easter, then I feel a little more confident. But, you know, we've unfortunately seen some late snow. But I would like to think that, you know, the early morning frost is as much as we're going to get moving forward.
The weather has started to turn here in Western New York from winter to spring. Now, I know that spring hasn't officially sprung. We haven't gotten to that point yet. But, I mean, how nice is it to finally get the weather turning in such a favorable manner?
Oh, when it's like this, you don't want to spend any time indoors, right? So a lot of time outside, you know, playing around with my car, which I'm a car person. So I would like to garden, but I haven't started that yet. But no, it's all focused on my car and washing it. And I have a car I really enjoy, so try and make the most out of the good weather.
Have you been able to kind of prep your gardening and everything like that? I know you made mention that you're a gardener, so what's kind of already been going in through your mind in terms of getting ready for the upcoming gardening season?
Well, I don't garden enough, so I was hoping to try and get maybe a jump on that this year and maybe try some planting, things like that with my sons, because, you know, they kind of want to be like not having to depend on the stores as much. So we're kind of looking forward to that a little more this year. So I haven't started it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Have you been able to get out at least like the patio furniture, or maybe like fired up the grill or anything like that? Or is that kind of just like holding off on that for now?
You know what? I'm holding off, but I'm not against, you know, eating outdoors anywhere else. You know, frequenting some of the restaurants that are making use of their patios, that would be kind of my speed right now.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the snow, I know that here in Western New York, we always have to be aware that it could snow after spring has officially sprung. But are you confident enough, at least where you can maybe put the snow brush maybe away in the closet or in the trunk of your car for the rest of the year? Or are you still staying vigilant with that?
You know, I don't want anything to do with the snow brush. So it's out of sight, out of mind. I don't care if it snows again. I am definitely not going to use the brush. So that's my theory on it. I think if it's not around, maybe it'll keep the snow away.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.